CRTV's afternoon edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso-Joki, in our top stories. Cameroon's 10 regions will experience heavy rainfall with some variations from October the 11th to the 20th and risks of floods and landslides in the coming days. The information is from the National Observatory on Climate Change that is calling on residents to take necessary precautions to protect lives and property. The procedure to award public contracts in the country is poised to be fluidified following the launch today in Yaoundé of an online platform to train stakeholders in the sector known as Cameroon Online e-procurement system, COLEPS. In sports, coaches and players of the national teams of Kenya and Cameroon today grant pre-match press conferences and have finals training sessions ahead of the 2025 AFCON qualifier tomorrow in Yaoundé at 5 p.m. These and more in a while, but first, the news bulletin.
The Bulletin with Winston Lebga. President Paul Biya has sent condolence messages and words of encouragement to the bereaved families of the Kombe Road accident as well as to the injured. The messages are being delivered by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, who is accompanied by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, an influential son of the area. A mass in honor of the victims has been celebrated there, attended by the two members of government. The National Observatory on Climate Change has predicted that there will be heavy rainfall in the second decade of October in many parts of Cameroon. The rains are said to be able to cause flooding, damage to buildings and landslides in some regions of the country. Residents have been advised to pay attention to the weather forecast so as to avoid the loss of lives and property as the rains intensify. A national campaign to educate stakeholders in the public contract system is operational and seeks to sensitize them to issues pertinent to awarding contracts online. It is known as the Cameroon Online e-procurement system, known by the acronym COLEPS. Free eye consultations are taking place at the National Museum in Yaoundé in line with activities to mark the World Sight Day. Ophthalmologists from various parts of the country are using the campaign to detect and treat sight-related problems predominantly found in children. This year's World Sight Day is being observed under the theme, Children, Love Your Eyes. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December the 1st, 2024. He commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation and emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures. To further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements, dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism, including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform, help desk, accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General of Taxation's website. A messaging service 691-881-881 specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. In sports, we talk football. Cameroon and Kenya are scheduled to grant pre-match news conferences today before reconnaissance training sessions ahead of their 2025 AFCON qualifying clash tomorrow in Yaoundé. Both teams are currently leading their group with 4 points each. Any side that will win tomorrow takes a clear lead of that group. And that's the Bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people. Thanks for being with us. President Paul Biya has ordered the disbursement of financial assistance for families of the bereaved and the injured following yesterday's fatal road accident at Kombe Village in Sangmilima South Region. The presidential gesture was announced by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paula Tanganji, who is bearer of a message of condolence and compassion. He was accompanied to Sangmilima by the Minister of Finance and elite of the Jan Loba Division, Luipul Mutaze. Albert Njembonde reports from Sangmilima.
Miriam Ngono, carrying Zachary Henry, her 8-month-old baby, explaining how she miraculously found herself out of the bus and finding other passengers dead. They are among the three survivors of the Kombe accident placed under observation at the Sangmilima District Hospital. Ministers Paul Atanganji and Luipul Mutaze listened to her testimony with rapt attention. Her survival is a miracle indeed. Next door at the Sangmilima Referral Hospital are five victims on intensive health care. One was undergoing operation when the members of government got there. Escorted by Professor Dominic Nuanua, Director General of the facility, and in the presence of the South Governor, Felix Ngelengele, and regional and divisional administrative and security officials, they are told that five of the most serious cases have been referred to Yaounde. Earlier on, the two ministers stopped at the accident site, which is reported to be among accident-prone sites of the Bamayo-Sangmilima Road. Shoes, clothes and other personal belongings of victims, as well as the wreckage of the bus and truck that collided, speak of the violence of the shock, while extending the message of condolence and compassion of President Paul Biya and wife Chantal Biya. Paul Atanganji announced that the head of state has disbursed financial assistance to the victims and families, to the injured victims and families of the bereaved, reiterating that the presidential couple are sensitive to the incident. He announced that preliminary investigations already indicate that the accident is born of human errors. Albert Njembonde, Gay Joel Noah, on special assignment, Sangmilima.
And while extending the message of condolence and sympathy of the presidential couple, Minister Paul Atanganji also urged drivers to be more responsible and cautious to preserve the lives of innocent road users. Here is an excerpt of his statement captured by Albert Njembonde.
It's a very sad situation, and from the explanations we had from the governor, the SDO, and the brigade commander, we are certain that this is a clear indication of reckless driving. We have to be conscious, because following the circumstances of the accident, it is clear, it is evident that the truck should not have been on the other side where the bus was going normally. So just as much as we extend into the bereaved families the heartfelt condolences of the presidential couple, we have also to sensitize the population and drivers on road safety measures. We have to be more conscious, and we have to understand that a road without a vehicle cannot kill.
And that was the Minister of Church Administration, Paul Atanganji. We told you in the headlines, most parts of Cameroon are expected to experience heavy rainfall in the second decade of October 2024, according to predictions from the National Observatory on Climate Change. These weather conditions might pose significant risks, including severe flooding, infrastructure damage, and landslides, particularly in vulnerable regions. Residents are advised to follow weather warnings and take precautionary measures to protect lives and property as the rains intensify. Rita Yosembom now presents the weather forecast for the rest of the month of October.
The rainy season will extend until the end of October in the center, south and east regions, with occasional heavy downpours. Residents are advised to ensure that rooftops and drainage systems are maintained, as heavy rains could cause roof leaks or clog drainage paths, leading to flooding. In the littoral and west regions, the rainy season will continue until early November, with a few days of heavy rainfall still expected. There remains a possibility of floods, especially in Douala and other low-lying areas. To mitigate flood risk, people have been warned to stay indoors during heavy downpours to avoid getting trapped in flooded streets. In the Adamawa region, rains will continue into early November, although they will gradually reduce. Cold mornings and evenings will become more common, especially in elevated areas. And with this, residents are advised to dress warmly during the morning and evening hours to avoid cold-related illnesses. Going over to the north and far north regions, the rains will significantly reduce, and by mid-October, these two regions will be entering the dry season. As temperatures begin to rise and the air becomes less humid, it's important for people living in that part of the country to stay hydrated and protect themselves from the sun's increasing intensity. Despite the dry conditions, communities along the Logon River must remain vigilant, as excess water from Chad could still cause flooding.
Senior reporter Rita Yosembom. And the governor of the West Region has instructed the population to strongly adhere to weather forecasts prescribed by the National Observatory on Climate Change about long-term shifts in climate and weather patterns. Governor Awafonk Augustine has indicated that if these warnings on climate conditions are respected, many lives and properties usually lost on account of natural disasters can be saved. Here's the report with Eric Langmuir.
Governor Awafonk's declaration comes after floods struck the West Region, hitting three localities in Emenua.
When information is given them about the meteorological situation, either from ONAC or the Directorate of Meteorology through the several other sources, they should take it serious because we have a difficult situation before us, and so we need to be very careful. Secondly, they should avoid human activities in areas where water is supposed to pass through and the people oriented where they have to build to avoid this passage of water.
To the Delegate of Housing and Urban Development, Francois Delano Zebazé, those residing in zones identified as disaster-prone have to evacuate the areas.
We can only encourage the municipality to ask them to leave those risk zones to save their life.
Many victims of the floods caused by the heavy rains that recently hit Fouquet subdivision in Emenua are still recovering from the impact of the disaster, especially after having received relief supplies from the presidential couple. Eric Langmia Wofo, CRTV News, Bavuzam.
In the meantime, the increase in the water level of the Logon River has caused floods in the Logon and Shara division of the Far North region, pushing many to abandon their homes for safety at the Gore internally displaced camp in Kuseri. In the following report, Amos Enonyakedagbo paints a picture of the daily realities of flood victims at the camp.
The Kuseri flood victims lodge at the Gore camp for internally displaced persons, though free from the water tides, are not totally free from waterborne diseases.
J'ai un défecto partout, et l'eau même pour boire même n'aille.
Giscard, a flood victim, expresses worry as to the quality of water consumed at the camp, requesting for portable water and toilets from the powers that be.
Nous sommes au nombre de 15. Voilà ce qu'on a construit. Ce n'est même pas bien construit. Il n'y a même pas les tôles pour qu'on construise les maisons.
This lady, not wanting to be named, lives in a patch hut for the meantime with 15 of her siblings. When it rains, it becomes a nightmare for them. Other inhabitants of the Gore camp request for security and items of basic necessities. Marwa Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Meanwhile, the foundation stone has been laid for the construction of a disaster management equipment warehouse and training center for the Red Cross in Marwa. While laying the foundation stone in the presence of the president of the Cameroon Red Cross, Cecilia Kamimfumu, the secretary general at the Far North Governor's Office, Evarista Tanganazoa, described the warehouse as timely to help the Red Cross respond to the urgent needs of the population. We have details with Sylvester Temkeng.
Following the aftermath of floods in Mayo Danai Division and other parts of the Far North region, the Cameroon and French Red Cross movements, alongside the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Christian Societies, have been providing emergency relief to the affected communities. The humanitarians have once again shown solidarity with the victims of floods in Yagua through the donation of relief materials. Cécile Akame Mfumu, president of the Cameroon Red Cross.
We are here to comfort those affected by the floods and also accompany the government's action already in course.
The Cameroon Red Cross has equally earmarked the construction of a multipurpose warehouse in Marua, whose foundation stone was laid in the presence of the representative of Far North Governor. Adesh Tripathi, head of International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Christian Societies Cluster, Yaoundé.
Having disaster response team training at the branch level, also in the community level, increased the efficiency of the disaster response.
The Red Cross delegation also visited the Jarengoi Kodek Health Center to assess the implementation of their support and clubbed the mayor in charge of perpetuating community mobilization actions around the issues of water, hygiene and sanitation. Marwa, Sylvester Atemking, CRTV.
Public authorities say Cameroon is taking threats from climate change seriously and intends to reinforce the resilience of the population to effects of the phenomenon in order to enable them adapt. The assurance was given in Yaoundé today at the opening of the first National Climate Outlook Forum that was chaired by the Secretary General in the Ministry of Transport, His Majesty Invei Mani Sombo-Amba. George Mwam has the details.
Cameroon is exposed to climate hazards and across its different agroecological zones with varying consequences that necessitate urgent action. It is for this reason that within the framework of the CLIMSA program, the African Center for Meteorological Application for Development, ACMAD, is lending support to Cameroon to enable it put in place a national framework for climate services, as explained by the ACMAD representative, Professor Mansour Bako Matazu.
Cameroon is taking the lead of downscaling the regional outlook focus and products to national and subnational level. So this is the first of its kind, and that is why ACMAD is here to provide technical support.
Through this program, emphasis will be laid on the creation and promotion of user interface platforms to facilitate decision-making in climate-sensitive sectors.
For the first time in Central Africa, we're having the users and the forecasters coming together to discuss the product, which is science-based, and now simply and translate it into layman's language and understanding.
Beyond forecasting and early warning, the goal is to reinforce the capacities of countries to enable them effectively address and adapt to the effects of climate change.
When you utilize climate and weather information, you are bound to have increase in terms of yield.
Climate stakeholders at the two-day forum hailed the state of Cameroon for the milestone covered in the integration of climate services, adding that it represents a giant step towards the sustainable development of Africa.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
After 3 p.m., you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. A platform for the dematerialization of procedures in the award of public contracts in Cameroon has been officially launched in Yaoundé. The Cameroon Online e-procurement system, known as COLEPS platform, was launched by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts, Ibrahim Talbamala, who said it will help improve on the promptness, transparency and equity in the award of public contracts in the country. Ngu Henry completes that story.
Cameroon Online e-procurement system, better known by the acronym COLEPS, is a web-based application software which makes use of a single window technology. It covers most of the procedures in the process of awarding public contracts, beginning with the programming of projects to the award of contracts. COLEPS also enables the publication of tender notices for programmed projects, facilitates the submission, opening and analysis of bids and the selection of best bidder. It is accessible online via the link www.publiccontracts.cm and is the outcome of the bilateral cooperation between the Republic of Korea and that of Cameroon through the Korea International Cooperation Agency, COICA. The minister delegate at the presidency in charge of public contracts says COLEPS is a platform for the dematerialization of procedures in the award of public contracts. Minister Ibrahim Talbamala added that it is the expression of the political will of the government of Cameroon to modernize the domain of public contracts for better performance in the implementation of the state budget for major stakeholders
Here now is the Minister Delegate at the President in Charge of Public Contracts, Ibrahim Tabamala, on how the COLEPS platform will improve on the performance in the public contract sector in Cameroon. He spoke to Safman Guhenry. Guhenry, that we should be having in a subsequent newscast. Some officials of the audit bench of the Supreme Court of Cameroon have been edified on the new accounting reform for public finance management in a seminar organized today in Bankomo, outskirts of Yaoundé. This is in line with the third phase of an ongoing program known as the Public Finance Governance Support Project, dubbed PAGFI, that seeks to improve the management of state budget and accounting information in public entities. Here now is a representative of the Audit Chamber of Cameroon, Ellis Jomnak, with the highlights of the different reforms presented to the participants. He spoke to Kelly Eben.
The seminar is a reform on public accounting. We have internalization of CEMAC norms, bills on public finance, bill on transparency, and we have decree on public accounting, on normalization of budget and accounting. And the aim is upgrade our public management and our governance. If a government have good information of finance, the government will be able to pay the salary at the end of the month. They can make a programmation of investment. You will have bridge. But if accounting don't show that the state have good management, you will not borrow the money to the state.
And that was a representative of the Audit Chamber of Cameroon, Ellis Jomnak, speaking to our reporter, Kelly Eben. The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications has met with heads of two telecommunications service providers in Douala to ascertain measures put in place to improve the quality of services offered to users. Minister Minet Libom Lilikeng is accompanied by Literal Governor Samuel Dudeney Vahadiboa. Cynthia Iteam is trailing the minister and files in this report.
Cameroon's substandard mobile telephony services continue to grow each day. Users express dissatisfaction over unstable network services offered to them by telecommunications service providers on a daily basis. This situation continues to preoccupy Post and Telecommunications Minister Minet Libom Lilikeng. Her coming to Douala is to assess the steps taken by these operators to improve poor network conditions for end users. It should be recalled that in April 2023, users launched a two-hour flight mode protest to express their discontentment. Government, through the Ministry of Post and Telecommunications, had called on telecommunications providers to address the bugs. The in-camera meeting, which is followed by a visit to the surveillance centers of these telecommunications companies in Douala, is in the presence of authorities of the littoral region. From the Makepe neighborhood in Douala, where the second and last meeting of the day has just wrapped up, I am Cynthia Etim, reporting for CRTV.
Thank you, Cynthia. And back in Yaoundé, 20 ophthalmologists from across the country are carrying out free screening and counseling for eye-related problems at the National Museum. The one-day campaign organized by the National Program on Eye Health is part of activities of World Sight Day commemorated today. Details with FOC Babatunde.
The free eye screening exercise is expected to benefit all patients who come with eye-related issues. Upon reception, they undergo general consultations before internal and external eye examinations.
Lume Suzanne, 23 years. I have eye leakage and photophobia. It's a nice initiative to do this kind of things because it is free. What I've done now is found the and we are waiting for the other exams to know whether I should wear glasses or not.
One of the ophthalmologists, Dr. Mfobudi Sone, says the primary objective of the campaign is to sensitize people on the need to be conscious about their eye status.
Preventing blindness in children in Cameroon is a major public health challenge. And so it's always good to catch these challenges early, and the ones that are correctable, we correct them. So activities like these are very important to mark the memories of people and make them remember their eyesight.
The team of eye specialists were present Wednesday at Government School Center, still in Yaoundé, where they consulted over 200 students, among them those with visual health challenges, who were referred to appropriate hospitals for treatment.
And we talk sports now. The national football teams of Kenya and Cameroon will clash this Friday at 5 p.m. at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in a Day 3 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifier in Group J. Coaches and players of both selections grant pre-match press conferences in Yaoundé today before Record Assan's training sessions ahead of their confrontations. Ben Collins Nyoberewo has the story.
The Cameroon versus Kenya clash this Friday is decisive. Both sides are undefeated in their opening two Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. With 4 points each in Group J, the match will put the winner within striking distance of securing a spot in the final phase of the continent's biggest football showpiece in Morocco next year. Just like coach Engin Firat and player of the Harambee Stars of Kenya, coach Mark Brace and midfielder Martin Hongla of the Indomitable Lions hold the views of the two teams, emphasizing the importance of maintaining the unbeaten records and solidifying their positions at the top of the group. The strength of the two teams is not left out, with Cameroon counting on one of the best shotstoppers in the world, Andre Onana of Manchester United, Brian Mbeumo and Carlos Baleba all competing in the English Premier League, and others from top clubs in Europe, America and the Middle East. The Harambee Stars of Kenya have shown resilience, particularly in their 2-1 win against Namibia. The team welcomes back skipper Michael Olunga, who missed the first two qualifiers due to injury. It's shaping to be an exciting fixture, with both teams looking to take the top spot in Group J. And with Cameroon's historical dominance of 4 wins and 4 draws in their previous 8 confrontations continue, or will Kenya pull off an upset? The answer that is blowing in the wings will definitely fall this Friday at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé.
And we will be all eyes and ears. Thank you, Ben Collins, Nyoberewo. The Harambee Stars of Kenya will at 5 p.m. tomorrow attempt to beat the Indomitable Lions of Cameroon for the very first time. The day three match of the 2025 AFCON qualifier to take place at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium will be the 9th meeting between the two countries in football to ensure that they have a favorable score. Coach Engin Firat of Kenya travels to Cameroon with 24 experienced players. Harrison Ashotiku has details of the Kenyan team in this report.
3 goalkeepers, 9 defenders, 7 midfielders and 5 attackers make up the Kenyan squad. Amongst the 3 goalkeepers, Patrick Matazi and Bien Omondi, who play for Kenyan Premier League side Tuskas. They have a cream of experienced defenders in the likes of Joseph Okumo of Stade Reims in France and Daniel Anyembe of Ubok in Denmark to defend the goal. Coach Engin Firat is counting on the connection between Abuya and Romy Onyango of local side Ngomaya FC and Timothy Omar and Richard Odada of Dundee United in Scotland to supply the balls to the attackers. They are relayed in the midfield by 3 other teammates. The task of finding the Indomitable Lions' net lies on the shoulders of 5 experienced attackers: John Avire of MRS El Makaga in Egypt, Captain Michael Olunga of Al Duhail in Qatar, and Jonah Ayunga of St. Mirren in Scotland are the guys that Christopher Wo and Michael Ngandu must watch out for. The Harambee Stars of Kenya, who are ahead of the Indomitable Lions in Pool J of the 2025 AFCON qualifiers on a goal advantage, will be hoping for a draw this Friday to stay ahead of Cameroon.
And we wish them good luck in good sportsmanship. Thank you, Harrison Tiku. And now to end CRTV's afternoon edition. A reminder of our top stories. Cameroon's 10 regions will experience heavy rainfall with some variations from October the 11th to the 20th and risk of floods and landslides in the coming days. The information is from the National Observatory on Climate Change that is calling on residents to take necessary precautions to protect lives and property. And the procedure to award public contracts in the country is poised to be fluidified following the launch today in Yaoundé of an online platform to train stakeholders in the sector. And in sports, coaches and players of the national teams of Kenya and Cameroon today grant pre-match press conferences and have final training sessions ahead of their Day 3 2024 AFCON qualifier tomorrow in Yaoundé at 5 p.m. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Priska Njeng Mengolo. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi. Accident mortel sur la route de Yaoundé, Sangmélima d'hier. Le ministre de l'administration territoriale, Paul Atangandi, est au chevet des blessés. Le membre du gouvernement est allé transmettre le message de réconfort au couple présidentiel, aux accidentés ce jeudi dans la région du Sud. Dans son constat, l'état des blessés référé à l'hôpital de district de l'hôpital de référence de Sangmélima est stable. Prévision de l'Observatoire national sur le changement climatique, ONAC, des fortes averses orageuses sont annoncées sur l'ensemble du territoire national au cours des deux prochaines semaines du mois d'octobre. Le rapport météorologique annonce aussi des risques de débordement des sols dans les zones soudano-sahéliennes déjà saturées par les eaux. Ce 10 octobre est journée mondiale de la vue. Le Cameroun se joint au reste du monde pour commémorer l'événement. Cette année, la célébration est placée sous le thème « Promouvoir la santé oculaire des enfants ». Pour l'occasion, le Programme national de lutte contre la cécité organise depuis ce matin des consultations gratuites d'ophtalmologie à l'esplanade du Musée national du Yaoundé. Campagne nationale de vulgarisation, de sensibilisation et de formation des acteurs du secteur des marchés publics. La modernisation du système du secteur, c'est pour bientôt à travers la plateforme informatique COLEPS dans les procédures de passation de suivi et d'exécution des marchés. Lancée par le ministre délégué à la présidence chargée des marchés publics, Ibrahim Talbamala, cette campagne de vulgarisation vise à atteindre 90% de marchés passés par voie électronique dès janvier 2025. Visite de travail ce jeudi du ministre des Postes et Télécommunications à Douala, Minette Libom Lilikeng, a rencontré les responsables d'Orange et MTN Cameroun pour évaluer les engagements pris après les concertations de mai 2023 portant sur l'amélioration de la qualité des communications électroniques. Et puis en sport, éliminatoire de la CAN Maroc 2025. Les hostilités reprennent ce jeudi avec les rencontres de la troisième journée. Le Cameroun et le Kenya donnent rendez-vous au public dès 17h ce vendredi au stade Omnisport du Yaoundé. Madame, Monsieur, c'était le condensé du 3PM. Merci de l'avoir suivi. Bonne suite des programmes sur le poste national de la CRTV.